Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and all those snowplow operators up north that have been keeping the roads open, doing a great job, guys and gals. All right, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of some of the things that we have over there for you to look at. Alrighty, joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, it's a busy day in the hood, if you will, for a couple of different reasons. Donald Trump called Joy Behar racist, and right away, Mediaite said, Trump commemorated Martin Luther King Day by insulting a black woman cable news host. I guess they weren't looking.
You know, do I really care what Mediaite or the left has to say when it comes to race? Because everybody's a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they don't say anything racist or if there's even a point to that, they're going to concoct something. So really just don't care. And I don't think, as long as we talk about it, they know, they think they have us by the jugular. So I think that we ought to just step over that one.
Well, yeah, and we know that since Donald Trump left office, everything has gotten worse, and I do mean everything, all under Joe Biden's leadership. That says enough by itself, and we got people leaving the Democratic Party, moving by their feet. And there's the voting switch right now has switched dramatically from Democrat to Republican as far as the new registrations, and it's amazing. We've got the first time in history here in Florida that we have more Republicans than Democrats, dramatically more.
That seems to be the chatter, but I have not seen the statistics, so.
They're there. You can go to the Secretary of State's website, and they're there. They're not. They may not be updated till like the last month, but they're updated until, December, but they're updated through the last quarter, which would have been what, October, when we first heard about this or something like that.
I don't know which quarter, if it's a federal quarter or the state of Georgia, state of Florida, so I don't know.
Don't know, but it's there. I did see it, so there you go. Now, the Omicron virus variant has been causing less severe disease in the young children, according to a new study, and researchers analyzed the health records of nearly 80,000 children under the age of 5 years old who contracted the virus, which causes COVID-19 for the first time, and basically it's not bothering them for the most part.
Well, we pretty much covered that the Omicron is is hardly as severe as COVID-19. Let's understand that coronavirus has thousands of strains to it. Omicron could just be a simple cold, which would classify as anything under the definition of coronavirus. So people may have a simple cold. They may just have the sniffles. But we're now getting to the point where everything is associated with coronavirus, and everything associated with coronavirus becomes a strain of COVID-19. And so we're conflating all kinds of things here. So it's over debated. And when things get over debated, there's massive confusion, and people make their own conclusions. Generally in a groupthink situation, so you've got all these pockets of people that, oh, this person tested positive. Well, tested positive for what? Therein lies the problem.
Well, here's something interesting. Laying down a law in Virginia is going to be interesting because they got a brand new state attorney general, and his new tough on crime state policy set the tone yesterday when he fired 30 staffers, and criminals aren't the only ones that are on notice. He says, we are going to enforce the laws and put the bad guys in jail.
Well, I hope that that happens to set the tone. I mean, it's good that you have an attorney general, but you've got to look very closely at your district attorneys and your judges on sentencing. So, I mean, having laws in the books is great. Lots of people out there are lawbreakers, but, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of criminals that are walking the streets that never had to pay bail, get reduced sentences. Armed burglary gets, you know, pled down to a misdemeanor kind of thing. So, I mean, we have to be careful. I mean, I'm glad. These are good first steps for the state of Virginia, but again, I'll say judge slowly because we have to see what charges hold what the judges
hold do. That thought. Okay, folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I most certainly will. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. That's Geico Insurance. Go over there, check them out. And remember, they've been doing business for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, and they will give you a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can cover all that, too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your vehicle. That's when you save the money. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
We have a caller from Denver, Colorado on the line. We're going to take her call right now. Good morning. What's your name, and you are calling from Denver?
Oh, my name is Aaron, and this is Denise. Denise, from your dialogue with the captain there that you play tennis. So I'm wondering, what do you think about this Novak Djokovic saga going on? And, of course, he was denied entry into the country, Austria, because I think the government the Austrian government is run by a bunch of morons and tyrannical idiots that have definitely gone into complete hysteria when it comes to this virus. And the sad thing about what happened to Novak Djokovic is that they didn't give him any options. They said either you're going to take the vaccine or hit the road, Jack, and never come back. So to me, in my opinion, the Australian Open is watered down because you got the defending champion there who can't defend his title, and he's gone home with his racket between his legs, and now everybody's competing for the championship, but the defending champion can't defend his championship, and to me, it ought to be an asterisk there, mm-hmm. I mean, whoever wins it, it should have been an asterisk for mm-hmm. it because Novak never got a chance to defend it. And he's healthy. And what gets me about what's going on with Novak Djokovic is that he's in top condition. He's young. He's in top mm-hmm. condition. And he's healthy. And the Australian government almost called him.
All right. Let's let Denise answer it, and thank you very much for your phone call.
I'll take it out. Let Denise answer.
Thank you very much for your phone call. Thank you very much. And by the way, there's a plan B to this. I see that France also said they won't let him in.
That one will necessarily be contested, too. We knew this was going to start happening in sports. You know, it's not only happened here kind of domestically with football and whatnot. So we'll have to watch with, you know, hockey and baseball and so forth. But when it comes to the Tennis Federation, I will tell you that the Tennis Federation is really kind of cowardly mm-hmm. on this because the Prime Minister I think it was the Prime Minister of Australia came out and said it wasn't so much Novak Djokovic, because he is healthy, there is nothing wrong with him. He's already had COVID. He had it in December, so his immunities are better than any kind of vaccination. But they were worried about a dissenters. So the government of Australia, of all places, has been more Marxist, tyrannical on this whole thing than pretty much any other Western country, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of destroyed tennis over there. I don't have any, I mean, I'm addicted to watching it, you know, when it comes to Grand Slams, but you know what? Today's Tuesday. I haven't watched one second of it, and it started yesterday. Mm-hmm. But they were afraid that it would cause more dissenters. Now, Novak went home back to Serbia, and he went home to, interestingly enough, a hero's welcome because the people of Serbia think that he did the right thing by trying to fight this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So France, when it comes to the French Open, they're going to have it's going to be contested once again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he stood his ground, and hat tip to him for doing that.
Okay, we have Elliot on the line right now. Good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Third Watch crew. Denise, I want to run this by you right quick in about 45, 50 seconds. You know, America, it's time to tell pigeon-toe walking Joe Biden to go to hell. Every time he and Dr. Fauci take to the mic, we hear rhetoric that just do not make sense from a medical standpoint. America, remember, President Trump, before he left office, was turning the curb on COVID in America,
yep.
All in our communities. He is to be given the medal for turning the curb before Joe Biden walked his ass in. Now, the southern border to the world, from parts unknown people are coming from, we have millions of the illegals that are still coming across the border, are bringing COVID and other sicknesses that are putting burdens on our medical institutions, not only on the hospital care, but what about the way small towns and cities' budget operates? We need to talk about that. Thanks very much, Captain.
All right. Thanks, Elliot. And by the way, I meant to ask him, but I'll do it again. You know, this guy that came in from England, this guy that was a terrorist, part of a cell, how the hell, we aren't vetting anybody anymore?
Well, I wouldn't say we're not vetting anybody.
Didn't
but
vet him.
Listening to those, mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that somebody looked at him and thought that it was worth taking that risk. Look, there's no, Biden himself is not doing any kind of decision making or any kind of critical or strategic thinking. It's very obvious of that. All you have to do is just look at the people that he has nominated for cabinet positions or positions that have to be confirmed through the Senate. And some of these people have got some really terrifying resumes. I guarantee you he doesn't know these people. He's never spoken to them. When it comes to policy, he's not making those decisions. He doesn't have a clue. The man's lost. I mean, let's just face it. The man is lost. So who is making the decisions in this White House? Well, I would say that pretty much every radical lobby group or political action committee is all putting in their requests into this White House, and it's done by the radical people that Biden's got working for him, of which he didn't choose, I might add. But he was happy to accept, including, you know, Ron Klain and Jen Psaki, Susan Rice, you know, so we have to necessarily understand this Democrat Party. We have to understand how they're taking pretty much everything and they're manifesting it to make it much worse than it has to be. I mean, I don't hear Biden saying anything or any of his speeches because he doesn't write any of his speeches, and I would argue he probably doesn't even pre-read them before he delivers them. But he doesn't say, let's figure out how to make something work. And you know, this is what we've been dealt. Let's make it work or let's make it better. That's not where we are. They're taking these things and making them much worse for the American people, including, don't you think it's about time? I mean, crude oil is now going up again. Don't you think it's about time they say, you know what, this isn't working. We want to give the American people some relief, and we're going to redo these drilling permits on federal lands and Bridgestone Pipeline?
Correct.
I mean, look, it's an easy thing. We're going to have to delay this because we've got to give, well, we're looking at inflation and we're going to have to give the American people some kind of relief. He hasn't talked about the supply chain at all in the last month or so. It's not gotten any better. It's
no.
It's gotten, I would argue, worse.
There's still over 100 ships off the West Coast.
Yeah, so if you think that this administration is paying attention, they're not. And I think that's why even some of the media on the left, cable news media, the MSNBCs and even the CNN, they are in fact challenging this administration somewhat. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So it's always about an election. It's never about where we are and fixing what's wrong. It's about the next election and the next election. So they're going to find every radical they can and put them out there.
Well, as I said, since Donald Trump left office, everything's gotten worse. Everything, all under Joe Biden's leadership.
Yep.
All right, and I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. In the meantime, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
The rabbi of a Texas synagogue where a gunman took hostages Saturday during live-streamed services described the escape after an hours-long standoff. He spoke to CBS Mornings.
Two gentlemen who were still with me, that they were ready to go. I told them to go. I threw a chair at the gunman, and I headed for the door. And all three of us were able to get out without even a shot being fired.
Authorities killed the 44-year-old gunman after the last hostages ran out of Congregation Beth Israel. Moderna hopes to market a combined booster vaccination for COVID-19, influenza, and RSV as soon as the fall of 2023. The company's CEO said the combination vaccine would enable people to get broad protection against illnesses caused by respiratory viruses ahead of the winter infectious season without having to obtain multiple jabs. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. I'll be telling you all about them in a minute and telling you about their upcoming golf tournament to benefit the students over at National Aviation Academy on the 2nd of February. But right now, they're going to get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay over in Clearwater. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, you've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again. You need to take the tour of one of their facilities. Why? To find out what it is they do and understand that you're not just getting trained to do a job. You're getting trained to have a career that will take you anywhere you want it to go in the world. Because when you get certified, you literally have the world at your fingertips as an aviation maintenance technician. Now,
call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And, of course, you can check them online at naa.edu. Now, coming up Wednesday, February the 2nd, they're going to have the National Aviation Academy Scholarship Golf Tournament. And I'd like to invite you to participate. It'll be at the Innisbrook Island Course, which, of course, is a championship course. Admission will include the green fees, the cart, the bag of swag, lunch, and dinner with the awards. Now, there'll be prizes also for best putting, longest drive, and if you're lucky enough to hit a hole-in-one, you could win a Tesla Model Y. Best part, 100% of all the proceeds go to the Pinellas Community Foundation Scholarship Fund for students at National Aviation Academy. Now, to find out more, you can go to their website, naa.edu/golf. That's naa.edu/golf. Or you can give them a call at 727-531-2080. That's 727-531-2080. It's a great benefit, great cause. You'll have a good time. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people there. So check them out. Check them out. Okay, to the news. Joe Biden's defense chief, Lloyd Austin, spoke with his Ukrainian counterpart as the high-stakes discussions between Russia and NATO have appeared to falter. Now, Austin spoke by phone with the Ukrainian Minister of Defense, Reznikov, to discuss Russia's ongoing and unprovoked military buildup in and around the Ukraine. The spokesman said that there was no specific discussion of military items that the Biden administration might agree to provide to Kiev to help the country defend itself against Russia. But you know, it had to come up. In addition, veterans and families have urged the Biden administration not to release the billions of dollars in frozen funds to Iran until the terrorism cases are settled. As you know, Iran has lost in the American courts, and they're due to pay money to some of the victims, families, that have been killed by Iranians around the world. Also, you probably didn't hear about this, but four veterans are rowing 3,000 miles across the Atlantic to help U.S. service members struggling with PTSD. I hope they make it. And right now, it's looking at the weather map, and I am, it's pretty doggone rough for about 500 miles to the east of Boston and about 300 miles to the east of Atlantic City. It's pretty rough out there, so I hope they make it. Now, the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad said it was attacked by rocket fire again. This is the third time in 2.5 weeks. And the U.S. has warned Russia that they're sounding the drumbeat of war against the Ukraine as the crisis talks ended with no breakthrough. Well, yeah, that's obvious. The Marines, by the way, granted the military's first religious exemptions to the vaccine mandate. They won't be the only service or other services considering it right now. And, of course, Russia right now is demanding a U.S. and NATO response on the Ukraine. Russia does not want the Ukraine in NATO. And they don't want NATO to have anything to do with the Ukraine. But we'll see what happens. Now, Russia is going to do what they're going to do. And then you got that little short, thin guy, because he's lost a bunch of weight, Kim Jong-un in North Korea, who once again fired some missiles in response to the U.S. sanctions. When he wants attention, he fires missiles. What happens after that? We give him food, usually. But so far, we haven't given him anything. By the way, strikes on U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria show the need to either shore things up or to pull the troops out, whichever has the best result. Because the Iranian proxies that are in the region keep lobbing missiles over in our direction, which isn't all that helpful to the cause, if you will. And then every now and then, we'll locate where they're at, and we'll lob an airstrike down on them. So that's what's going on now. Now, I talked about this last night on a show, Military Matters, which is hosted by my friend, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. The suicide attempts in the National Guard have gone up. In particular, the Texas National Guard, who, of course, is on the border with Mexico down there in Texas. And this is really bad news to hear this. Now, I get it. I understand that when a Texas National Guardsman gets called up, they lose their job, whatever their civilian job is. They lose that pay because they're not going to make the same kind of money in the National Guard doing what they're doing as to what they were doing in civilian life. And that creates a lot of problems. And somehow, we have to figure out how to deal with this so we're not talking about suicides. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming up. When we come back, he's back. He got out of the snowbanks.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much, and we appreciate everybody up there in Denver chiming in. We had a caller from Denver a little while ago, and several people have chimed in here on the messenger, sent me some messages, and we love each and every one of you, so keep them coming. Now, by the way, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. Now, that feels fantastic, I'll tell you that. I know that for a fact. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And don't forget, they honor those who have served with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan. You find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, up in the frozen tundra, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. How cold is it?
It's chilly, really. It's in the mid-20s.
Okay, well, that's...
But it's going to get worse moving forward this week. It's going to get kind of ugly down in, like, you know, 15, 18, you know, those areas. So, yeah, it's going to be a cold week.
Yeah, there's really frigid weather coming down from the real frozen tundra up there in Canada coming our way. And, by the way, there's a lot of snow right now in the upper peninsula of Michigan, along the upper part of Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota. So that's staying out that way. So you don't need to worry about that, I don't think.
We didn't get hit with any real snow here. We got some rain. I mean, there's nothing really that stuck to the ground.
Yeah, you were on the lucky side of the storm.
Yeah. A lot of the areas got hit pretty hard. I know up in Vermont and upstate New York and some of those areas, they got a lot of snow. So the skiers will be happy.
Okay, well, what would you say if I told you that Joe Biden's approval rating continues to fall and that most people that are polled now say that Donald Trump handled the pandemic better when just a few short months ago it was in the exact opposite direction?
Again, it doesn't surprise me. It's also people, you know, confused about what the CDC is saying and the messaging here, there, and everywhere. It's all over the place. People right now, I mean, I'm actually seeing, trends. They're reporting that more and more people are actually even registering for the Republican Party, leaving.
Right.
That's how bleak it looks for Democrats at this point in time. So who knows? But that worries me to some degree, and I'll tell you why. What they're going to come up with this year in regards to handouts and giveaways and ways that people can get people to vote for them. Whether it be, here you go, you don't have to pay back your student loans or something else.
They're talking about a stimulus right now, $600 stimulus.
Yeah, it's patently absurd.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's enough already. Yeah. I mean, stop it. I mean, it's crazy. All of this money to continue to print and continue to hand out. It's not good and it's not necessary.
Now, California's single-payer health care proposal could actually double the state's taxes. Isn't that just ducky at a time when they've lost 200,000 people in about the last 7 months?
Yeah. I was reading that. I did a bit of a breakdown in this in their new universal health care thing that they're trying to push. I look at it this way, man. In these states that want to do these things, I say, go ahead, do it.
Sure.
You guys want to destroy yourself? You be the example to the rest of the country and what not to do. So go ahead, and you're going to watch people leave. You're going to watch businesses, move to other places. It's, not my problem. I don't live there.
Now, a Harvard economist is warning the country, that there will be two more full years of inflation.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult when they try to guess exactly when this is going to happen. I mean, I think that they do it more for getting their picture in the paper and their names, out there rather than actually any sort of real analysis. I mean, there's a myriad of things. Inflation has been with us for a much longer period of time.
Of course.
So inflation has been here for, decades and things that we really need on a regular basis. I think that, the concept that, it's just going to magically go away. It'll go away, but we have to change the way we do things here in this country. We have to get our national spending under control. We cannot continue to go further and further into debt. Just, again, it limits what the Federal Reserve can do.
Now, Senator Mitt Romney is encouraging and speaking up about Mitch McConnell. He said, and I quote, "Mitch McConnell has the full GOP support as their leader in the Senate."
I didn't know that there was a problem with Mitch McConnell at this point in time. I know Donald Trump doesn't like him. But I didn't realize that there was any issues inside of Congress in regards to his leadership where we would need to voice that opinion.
Well, Trump has kind of hinted that he'd like to see somebody else. But here's the deal. Mitch McConnell gave us all those judges.
Yeah, I've talked about that. I mean, the fact that the judges that were put in during the Trump administration, what they got through was fantastic. It really was. I think Mitch McConnell also as well. I'll give him credit, last week, really going after Biden and his ridiculous speech about his voting rights bill. I think that really struck a chord with a lot of people in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any exercise equipment there at your place? You probably do, right?
Yes.
Do you have Peloton machines?
No, I don't have a Peloton. An overpriced exercise bike is the way I look at it.
Well, overpriced. Wait till you hear what they're going to do. They plan to increase the prices by hundreds of dollars, citing inflation. And just the delivery and the setup charge is going to be $250 on top of whatever it's been.
Well, they just lowered their prices, as a matter of fact, and then they're going to have to turn around and they're going to raise them.
Yes, sir.
Again. Yeah, it's a very expensive item. There's no doubt. I mean, certain people love it. I mean, if they're going to use it on a regular basis, and obviously you have to, not only an exercise bike with an iPad attached, you have to pay a subscription service every single month to use it, which is odd when it comes to the home gym equipment. So, again, some people swear by it. Others, like myself, that's not my thing.
Now, you're going to love this because the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, came out and said, and this is a quote, "There's much, much more work ahead of us that needs to be done to narrow the racial wealth divide."
Again, you know, and they love talking about this topic. I don't know if it makes them seem
it's all about race with them. That's all I know.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. I guess it's buzzwords for certain people. I tried to, especially, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. Day yesterday. I always try to, and everybody's try to, people based upon who they are, not, what their skin color is.
By the way, say hello to Roger Shulman. He looks like Columbo in his trench coat. He doesn't have the hat, though, or the cigar. But anyway, there you go. And good morning, Roger. Now, major U.S. airline CEOs are now warning that 5G could ground some planes and wreak havoc. And that's, I've heard that for a while.
Yeah, I'm reading a little bit in regards to the stories, and obviously I don't understand, you know, the science behind it. But it's, that again, I'll most certainly complicate things. I don't know, is this 5G that's just surrounding airports? Is that the issue?
Yeah, it's because of the GPS.
Okay.
Yeah, and their altimeter, it alters the and of course you got to know how high you are off the ground when you're landing and whatnot. That's a real big mess.
I mean, there's been 5G around for a while now, for a little bit of a while. But what have been there been issues? I don't know.
Yes, there have. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, it's interesting to say at least. I don't know. I mean, to keep it from being around airports, that's odd.
Well, it'd take the FCC to change some frequencies there to make it work, because the frequencies are very close together.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, all right. So it's that issue. Yeah, they can handle that. It's just, they got to have certain bandwidth dedicated to certain areas.
They just have to do it. That's all. Yeah. And by the way, here's something. I don't know if you heard this. There's a breakthrough study where a nasal spray has come out that protects against all the COVID-19 variants. I'll bet there's some big-time investors in that that belong to Congress.
We shall see. I got to find out, exactly how the thing works. Got a lot of people promise to sun, the moon, the stars. We'll see what's going on. Just like the vaccines, they promise would work. That, you know.
All right. Well, really. You stay warm up there. Put another log in the fire if you have to, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.